The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams, and we now return to the conclusion of The Valors. But before that, I'd like to give a heads up that I will be taking a break for one episode, which amounts to about 6 weeks worth of time for preparation of the next segment of The Elephas Hour in the summer and adaptations, as opposed to completely original dramas. Although, no promises, there might be one or two original dramas sprinkled in a more fantastical setting. So, I'd be returning on the last week of May, I believe. But for now...
Excuse me. As the occasional host on the show, shouldn't you tell them about my...
We haven't reached a decision on anything, Fajelt. So I shouldn't really...
You wouldn't give them a heads up?
Not yet.
I'm coming back.
Hopefully. Anyway, to recap for this week, the musical endeavors of Tennessee native Nick Valor seem to stem from interest in his older brother-slash-guitarist's work, even obtaining his own manager, who was taken in after an unfortunate incident at a local bar. However, is this interest merely general competition or something deeper? Sit back and follow along on the conclusion of The Valors on The Elephas Hour.
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride so far. Okay. Got it. Wait, one more time. I think I'll go with C, Jack.
That.
Ah, I thought it was.
Oh, well.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
What? I should know.
Yeah, you should. It should have been you.
What were you doing?
Going on Daily Marlowe for you. There was a barbecuing quiz. People want to listen. You gotta let them know what you're doing. Where you are. What do you think about that kind of stuff?
I ain't got time to barbecue.
The heck, man? It's Tennessee.
Well, don't tell them I said that.
I did tell them I'm not singing again.
What? Really?
Yes.
You look like you were having a good time up there those few times.
That's projection. If you act like you're having a good time, people will believe you. What was it like up there for you for the first time?
I was up there, so... I figured I might as well do it. I wanted this, so I should get it.
I don't think you said that before.
Because I didn't want to say it. I didn't see how much it'd mean to me. Up there. And you wanted a chance like this. So it's working out.
Sure. Be better if you gave your side of the story once in a while.
My story? That I'm a Valor?
A Valor living and loving Marlowe. What's your perspective here?
You know, I don't know how you can take something so disagreeable and put it in an agreeable perspective. How do you do that? You really should try it for yourself sometime.
I shouldn't. This is about you, anyway.
Well, if you just let me have a few ideas now and then. You know, working on the farm's paid off a bit. That's just splitting between music and what we need to save here.
You'd tell me if I was doing too much, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because if I was holding you back, you could tell me. What have I been doing, Nick? Nick? Nick!
What?
What the heck kind of hole are you making right in front of the house?
Can I show you something?
Yes, dear. What's that? You never do that.
Oh. I didn't tell you I finished one song. Come on, ignore that.
What?
Look, you seen this tomato plant before? It's grown up since the months when I put it down. But it still needs this support.
Is it ready?
I know these are.
I thought you planted this near the trees.
Done it before. I can't plant new ones in the same place twice. Won't really grow. Because I know it. I don't need to second guess myself. So why do you have to? Make it agreeable for yourself.
What about that song? Tell me.
What, now?
I feel like tomato picking.
Well, it's called Come On Out. And it's about waiting too long and hiding. It's just a nudge in the right direction. For certain people, I guess.
For those of you just joining us, we have Nick Valor, brother of musician Matt Valor, in the studio with us today, performing his original new song, Come On Out. Skinner's back there if you want to talk to him. And thanks.
Catching something?
It's just the rain. It's... You gotta go somewhere with that.
I don't know. My brother knew some people. If I told you, would you talk to them?
Okay.
Alright, everybody.
You might be holding your back, but there's no use in staying. And all of you saying, come on out.
Thank you. For some reason, I remembered Pondville Records being in Marlow.
Well, it was a half hour away. And it's next to a park.
Buggy day for it. You didn't tell me you...
Told you it was the rain, darling. Please, for the love of Pete, give me some of that.
Don't understand why you're nervous, Miss Zebrasuit.
You have to remind me. Chances are they'll want someone more conservative, so please speak up. You know them.
I think they like us. They definitely like you-know-who. Hello? Excuse me, wouldn't happen to be Nick Valor and...
Elaine Loust. We spoke on the phone?
Yes. I've got to say, it's pretty exciting to hear another Valor's getting into the music swing. Yeah, finally got up and did it. Well, that's great, I think. Matt vouches for you.
Oh, I don't need him.
Now with my manager here? Yes. Nice suit.
Thank you, darling. Should we go inside?
Actually, I was wondering if I could have a quick preface with Miss Loust before... Sure, I'll be in the park. All right. Thank you.
So, is everything...
First, I wanted to say that this is a big opportunity for... I've been here one... Shoot.
You are serious. You had to start when I was gone. How much did I miss?
Nothing, Mom.
Well, you here to see a bunch of overgrowth? Me, or...
You walked on.
The center's two blocks. I love it out here. Leave me alone. Your father called. Said he's near Durham. His cell's disappeared. Said to call see about the house.
It's fine.
And the new roommate. I want to meet her. Is she here?
Yeah, but she's busy.
Across the street, maybe?
Mom.
You said she's your manager, whatever that means. Pondville offices are right over there, but you're over here.
Well, she's seeing if we can make out a deal.
Why?
How many times do I have to keep saying, I want this, Mom, I want this? Why, what do you think is happening?
I think Matt wanted to hear you play that guitar before he left.
He never teach me.
No, he didn't plan to. But he wanted you to have something from all his chaos. And see what you can do. What are you doing? You never called it a dream before. I never saw you play until now. And now you're using his guitar, tweaking his old songs, visiting his old recording place.
When you think I'm gonna be like him?
I think that whatever you're doing, there's a better way of doing it. And if you have to quit before you start...
What are you saying?
I've seen you two fight before. And I lost count of times it could have just died out without either of your little grudges. We're cute. But don't think I like them. Don't you go starting something else.
He hates us.
He ignores us. That's not the same, Nicholas. If this is something between you two, keep it that way.
Well, it's too late.
Let go.
Oh, hey, they're ready for me?
Unfortunately, this doesn't seem like the best studio for us.
What?
We just talked about requirements and essentials. And we concluded, we might have better options elsewhere.
Where? I don't understand. I didn't even...
Nick, it's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. This isn't your fault.
Of course it's not my fault.
I didn't even get to talk to the guy.
This is as much for me as it is for you.
All right? I'm taking your advice.
So where do we go?
No, I think we're going too fast. Now we can step back and see what we should do.
Fine.
Hey, y'all. Excuse me. Nick. Nick, the stage is just in the back.
When?
Shoot. Been here too many times to shake a stick at, but I never thought I'd get up there.
Lane.
But I thought it'd work. Marlowe Summer Fair? Open for Fred Carlin? You listened to Frank Carlin before, right? We need to be up there at 10.
We?
I didn't necessarily put on a dress for nothing, darling. I don't want to miss this.
Do you see a bus?
I don't see it. We need to hustle, man.
Lane.
What? Hey, what is it?
It's me. He's here.
Oh, there's the promoter. Come on, let's go.
If we're late, come on.
But... Sorry. Where? Matt? I missed you too.
Sorry. Please move. Where's...
Hey! The heck was that? Where did you go?
Did you not see?
I thought you were behind me. We just missed our window.
He was here.
What?
He's here. Bat. He's here. I heard him.
Nick, are you listening? We missed an opportunity. Something like this might not come up again for...
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am. Somehow you think your brother's come back.
He is back. He did it. He heard what I did, and now he came.
Is it too much to ask for some sense now? Everybody can hear what you did. Why would you think?
No.
No, please tell me.
No.
No, it's starting to make sense.
He came out here.
You wanted him here. You wanted Matt to come back. That's what this is all about.
You're making up stuff now. Stop it.
That's what this was about. You would not act this rat egg crazy if it wasn't. You need to tell me. Where's the car?
Lord love me. He took the keys.
Nick, what is going on? And you took the liberty of calling it your stupid dream. Some people really do have those.
What?
Please stop lying to me.
Who's lying? But sure, you had a stupid one too.
And as soon as I said that I could help you...
I never asked for it. Why didn't you just leave? I know it's not Jordan's fault.
You don't know how good you have it here.
Oh, so we could change manager to moocher. Why don't... Welcome home, guys. Nick? Matt? Right before curfew, too. Drop that.
It's just my first tonight. I can't even get it open.
So? How's life? Dirty? Scratchy. Poor. Too close to backwoods. Isn't that right?
Are you quoting me?
You do care. Hey, if you're gonna try and take this, leave my guitar out of it.
What brings you here?
Something subtle. Or maybe not. He's had that problem before. But I thought... Hey, I'll come on out. How'd that work for you? Look, just because you're not old enough. Well, Dad's got more in the fridge, right? Why do you want to go in the house?
I thought you hated it. Where do you get all this stuff, Nick?
You changed. Why don't you go stay in the shed, then?
Okay. He says, jump. I say, how high?
In the... I've seen you before, miss. Where's your suit?
Give me some space.
Give you...
I know that sounded like a question. If you're not letting me in the house...
You're not getting beer and you shouldn't talk to her.
No, I'm talking to you. We should... When I'm ready. Toodles. I am... mystified.
He's impossible. We need to keep a watch on that shed, take turns.
So you lie. Then you forbid him from talking directly to me as if... And now you're giving orders. I don't understand. You practically invited him here and now you're making him a hostage?
I know him better than you, so trust me.
Trust? Now it sounds hollow. Sounds like blah, 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 blah.
It's too late now. And you're still here. We can't let him leave that shed.
Because he drinks. Hey, you're too late. He got there first. Maybe you should just simmer down. You go in the house. I'll watch out here for a while.
Oh, so you're listening to me now?
I am tired. I am tired of you.
Did you even want? I'm going to the house. It doesn't matter. You stayed long enough for this.
Thank you.
I suppose it wasn't fair.
What wasn't fair?
Letting you go on thinking this was about a music career, and this is what I wanted.
You sure? You want this? With your heart and soul? You've dreamed about it in the middle of the night?
You don't understand. You don't know what it's like. Staying down here, seeing him, living it up on TV, hearing his songs played over and over and over and over and over again.
Invest in an off switch.
I can't get rid of him.
And he can't get rid of us. He has to see that.
I'm trying to fix something, and I'm asking you, somebody I've trusted to be in this house for some time, to help me.
By watching him? In that little shed?
What do you got?
I wouldn't trust someone who's got me trapped like that.
I don't want him coming in the house and getting drunk.
Move the beer? Pour out the beer? I don't know, resell the beer?
No, I know that's not legal.
Nick, it's your brother in there. What's the worst he could do?
Get to you. He's got intuition about people, like looking at a storm cloud.
That's not bad.
He'll just be thinking about me, I think.
Too bright.
No, it's not. How'd you get here?
You gave me the keys to...
You stole those. I'm talking about Marlo.
I figured buses were a less expensive choice. Although planning the route was a pain. I came here alone.
Master of disguise.
I'm not just swarmed everywhere I go. I didn't have to buy a baseball cap. Somehow, you think I'm a celebrity.
Well, I guess... You probably haven't even seen one around here. What's the point in making fun of us? Where did this come from?
I don't think this place is as nice as you think it is. But maybe I'm wrong. And things are a little less right.
Come on.
Why do you think I left Pondvale? They wanted a type.
You're the only one.
And your roommate?
Loves it here. She told me.
Really? Oh. I still say I know you. Okay. So, do you actually like this place? I consider it my hometown.
Well, I didn't mean Marlowe.
But I guess this place has its own aesthetic. You don't sound like you missed it. No. Not even when I was passed out on my back, which... Isn't that how you got here?
He left the door open.
On my watch, I might let him out. Plus, you were coming.
Well...
Hey!
Hey! You won't let him in the house? All yours.
I can't hear.
I'm not playing inside.
Why?
Thanks for this. It is nicer out here. Is that where you're staying? How long are you staying? Yes. Are you trying to get to? Move it to the other fret.
Anyone can give pointers.
We could collaborate.
It's best done alone, right? A place that's not too dusty.
Do you take everything I say as an attack on here? It isn't. Living here was the most comfortable experience I had in my life. Summers were quiet, except for cars passing by. Fall was never too cold, where everyone was willing to help someone else. I think it was too comfortable.
Yeah. So much we had to pick up after you. Your mess.
So that's two things. Marlowe and the beer.
I just don't believe Marlo would make you set fires. Because otherwise, on that nasty little night, you were fine. Who had to clean everything up, though? We didn't have a first tour. We had to fish through ashes. Mom and Dad did. I did. We had to rebuild something better out of them.
Is that what you're doing? Rebuilding?
Nothing I can do for the guitar. But since you left me some songs,
I should sue your little butt.
Try it. Drunken Songster versus Small Town Brother.
I don't care. I don't live here. I can say whatever I want. But if you keep aggravating me...
It's your fault thinking you can leave me. I'll never be you. So I'll just shadow you. I'll take your songs, your music.
Don't do it, man.
Or what? You hurt everybody.
Keyword. Nick. In the kitchen.
Clean out the fridge.
There was only three.
Hey! Can I get a refill?
Give me those.
Hey.
Wait.
Give it up. I still...
No! That was just in case. Yeah, we still dig holes around here. Or did you forget?
What's the matter with you? Nick, stop! Stop it!
Look at what you done.
Just let me.
Bury him, kill him?
No!
This is too much.
I've heard you say a lot since you got here, but I don't want to hear you say you're taking his side.
It's weird you let her stay this long anyway. I mean, what was it? We saw her at the bar. I was there before you.
What are you talking about? Nothing!
She should be on my side. We're like fashion and our women. I had a feeling when I saw you. But when I heard you and a chick banging in the ladies' room next door, right?
Shut up.
You got a nosebleed, so it must have went south.
I was still thinking about you, and when Pondville Records called me about your visiting, being the slightly conservative place it is, I went and told them.
Did they tell you?
Elaine!
Did she tell you? See, that's the thing she probably knew. As open as you think this place is, they're not always open.
Back it back here! Look at what you...
What have I done? Elaine!
Elaine?
Finally some sun. You moved off the road.
Yeah, I did.
Elaine.
Look, I'll get this stuff at the house and then I'll be back down this way.
You can't... I don't understand. All this time, and this is what finally gets you?
I always knew it was gonna get me. I always knew.
When you first realize it, even when you know there's thousands of people that are too, you still think about when it could trip you up. The only time it did was with my family, and when I told them, they were so quiet. But to them, suddenly, I wasn't Elaine anymore. I was someone else.
Their love had to become a projection, and I couldn't bear it.
But at college, I found Chloe. And she never had to do that, because she was like me. She loved me. We had the same goals, the same dreams, and we'd planned a trip to LA to make our way away from anybody that we might stumble against. We invested so much time, cut any ties we had here. Well, she did. I couldn't let go. No matter how many possibilities were out there, I still hoped Marlo could still be our home. What I told her at that bar with that stupid plaid suit, I broke her heart. I tripped me up. I deserved the slap she gave me. I was so stupid, second guessing. Living here where there's always a chance I could get turned away if they...
You can't believe that.
I don't want to. Shouldn't have to deal with it. I can't trust people. Not myself. Not again.
You did. And anything up until now was because of me.
You didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, I am. I thought all I cared about was getting to Matt. Not about anybody. Lord help me. There was somebody the whole time. It's not just me and him. Because...
Nick?
Jordan?
I couldn't find you at the house.
What is it?
Can you come over to our farm? Please?
What happened? Jordan saw the smoke from the house. Might have only got a little portion of the field burned if he hadn't.
What? Have you done anything so far?
The wind's not coming up, so we might have an easier time putting it out. But you see him in that little patch. I'm guessing you used some of the liquor in that bottle to help.
We can't really talk to him. You were right.
Let me go. Alright. Jordan, come on. Put this out now.
Elaine, I'm hanging back here.
Hot damn.
You weren't kidding about following me. Come on over. It's better over here. It's safer here. Well, stay there. Leave me alone.
I wouldn't breathe so much. Huh.
God.
Let's go.
Let me take that side.
Do you know where we are? What? Matt? Can we stop? I have to stop. Because of all this is doing is hurting people. Well, so I can get to you. I didn't even know what I would do. Wish you hadn't left. I'm giving this back. It's yours. Not someone trying to be you.
Alright, let's use these blankets. Come on.
Where are we? That's Cousin Jordan over there. We're at their farm. He'll tell them. You want me to take you home? Okay.
Dear Nicholas, or Nick, you crazy, strange sweetheart. If things have truly proven to have gone south with your brother, I feel it is prudent to suggest that we terminate our partnership. If the goal has been one of rivalry instead of an accumulation of talent, then that is something that will be best pursued by you alone. I truly meant it when I said that you don't know how good you have it. I haven't met much of your family, but I'm certain they're more accommodating than others. Which brings me to a secret that you probably did not ask to hear, but yeah, well, here it is.
Is it bad if I wasn't that surprised?
I don't know yet.
Oh dear, strangers in the park.
What are you doing here?
Were we taking you home?
You brought the car?
He's here.
Yes. I don't know if you can tell from these words, but keeping this to myself for so long and then
that's so good to see
even
you.
Writing it down here, it's as though my chest imploded. It's terrifying. Even though I can't see your reaction. But it's the best way. Hearing it from me. Because it's my secret to tell. It's a part of me that I know I can't get away from. And I don't want to. It has to be me telling you, because anyone else telling it would devastate me. All this to say, why did I tell you something so important to me? If you haven't guessed, it's because I've learned to trust you. I know we've probably failed each other at different points on that front. But I think you trust me. Maybe not enough to consider me a friend or family, but that's enough. I do trust you. Wishing you the best, Elaine Loust. P.S. Even for the wrong reasons, you were brave enough to get your voice heard. The suit does the job better, though.
Hold on.
Ah! 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 I got it.
Okay.
Let me see the trees.
God, she's been doing some plants.
Somebody's been taking care of the tomatoes.
Do you think Matt would come back now?
How many has he picked already?
He might. He's still a Valor. Happens to be more than a pretty name, you know? If you were interested.
I mean, just
not too quiet now. Still good.
Yes. It is good.
You've been listening to The Valors on the Elephas Hour. The Valors was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the music and voices. Remember, there will be a short break till the last week of May for the next installment of the fascinating, yet unpredictable, Elephas Hour.